There are things that happened in the past that nowadays we say, yes, that was obvious. For example, the dot-com bubble, la burbuja del .com, yes, you know. People were paying a lot of money for companies just because they got the domain .com. Later, we have the real estate bubble. Everybody was getting loans from the bank to buy more houses because the price was going higher, and then the prices crash and they struggle. The same happened with Bitcoin just maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Bitcoin reached $67,000 or $69,000, and all the people start to get crazy to buy more Bitcoin, and then the price crashed. What can we learn from this? First is that if we want to understand the trends, we need to check back in time so we don't repeat the same mistakes. And second is we need to check what the top level people, the top level freelancers, employees, and business owners are doing. And I'm going to share with you many practices that they are executing these days with their money and with their careers and businesses, so you can apply them to your case also. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will try to condense all the wisdom for you so you can operate in a smart way. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to learn English and also learn about business, fitness, sexual advice, lifestyle, self-development, I mean, I could go on and on with the list. Go to inglesparacholos.com and remember to spread the word. Tell your people to go to Google Podcasts and Spotify and they will find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta. Let's go with the first one. Top level employees and business owners and freelancers are not keeping their wealth in money. They are converting their money to stocks, to assets, or to any other form of a scarce resource. Let me try to dissect this. Maybe you have realized that things are getting more expensive these days, right? It's not because magic or something like that. It's because the banks are creating more volume of money. Not only the banks, now companies are becoming also the banks. So that's why now that you are working hard for your money, it's difficult to have savings because you are being taxed in two ways. With the regular taxes, con los impuestos regulares, and also you are being taxed with inflation. You want to reduce both because you have to see both as energy that is draining out of your system. You don't want to lose energy, right? So in the same way, you need to protect yourself in both fronts. In the taxes, by working in a smart way, and in inflation, by keeping your wealth in another form that is not currency. What can you do? You can first buy assets, but that is kind of difficult sometimes. Buying, especially now, buying apartments, buying house, buying land maybe could be one form. You can buy Bitcoin, some Satoshis, but here is the deal that I will suggest you. Try to invest in your own assets and sell those assets to other people. And with the money that you sell those assets, reinforce more your assets. I'm going to give you just some ideas that you can have here. For example, I have my community, Ingles para Cholos. What I do there? I offer them the chance to join the community when they receive all my wisdom and it's just one payment. That is an asset because it's something that goes up in price. You need to find also how can you create an asset around your expertise and sell that to the people. Why? Because if you analyze what is inflation, inflation is a huge volume of money chasing assets and scarce resources, recursos escasos, scarce resources. So you want to create the assets or the scarce resources so that money can go to you, that money can chase you instead of you chasing the money. So that would be the first trend that we should pay close attention, that is that the currency system is not going to be sustainable. And if you are struggling now in your finance, there is a high chance that you are working for money and you are being taxed in both ends that we mentioned at the beginning. Let's go to the second one. This is a cool one. The rise of solopreneurs. What is solopreneur? It's like entrepreneur is emprendedor. Solopreneur is emprendedor de una persona. What happened? If you check in the past, for example, business owners, they were able to reduce the number of employees when they had access to machines because one employee could make a lot of production with just one machine instead of having like 100 employees. So machines help business owners to reduce the number of employees. Internet helped the business owners to work with people for all around the world. So now you can hire people that has better skills for less money. You can go, you can hire people from India, you can hire people from Honduras, from wherever you want. And AI is taking control of all the shit. So if you know how to use AI, you can replace basically all your employees just with AI. Before, thinking about a one business company was difficult. Now it's a piece of cake, I can tell you. In the past, I remember whenever my business was growing, I always thought, oh, maybe I will need employees in the future. Now I don't even have that thought, because if you know how to use AI, you can replace all the employees. Now, you have to analyze now in the other side of the equation. What happened if one business company, what will be more efficient like the average company? For example, if you have a company of one person, there is less cost. Then it has more speed, más velocidad, more flexibility, more resilience. You can adapt faster. Another COVID happened. If you are one person, you can adapt faster. So what is the situation? That the small one solopreneur companies are going to kill not a huge corporation, but the middle class corporation. And why? Because all the brain power is going to migrate or to huge corporation or to be a solopreneur. If you know how to use artificial intelligence, you want to work by yourself because you can make more than a salary, unless that you're hired from Amazon or Google or Tesla. So you get the point. The companies that are in the middle are going to disappear, and only the solopreneurs and the huge corporations will exist. If you are working for an average company, I suggest that you pay close attention to this trend. So always try to understand how can you leverage your skill with artificial intelligence. That is the second one, the race of solopreneurs. Now, the next one is personal brand. Personal brand is the new real estate. I heard this phrase from Gary Vee long time ago. He said this: personal brands are the new real estate, but he never mentioned why, and I'm going to dissect that for you here. But before continue, I want to share my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. If you want to contact me for English supplements or audiobooks, you can go to my personal WhatsApp. Why personal brands are the new real estate? Because if you check, what is the difference between having, let's say, like a house in Miraflores, the main district here in Lima, or a house maybe in another city out of Lima? The difference is that you can rent for more money the house in Miraflores. Why? There's more transit of people, and not only that, also the people that goes there has more money because are the tourists. So that's why everybody want to have an apartment or a house in Miraflores. That's why the price go up in value. The same happened with personal brand. The attention is limited. So if you got the attention of other people, it's like having a house in Miraflores, and even better, because building your personal brand and getting the attention of other people is so fucking cheap if you compare that with real estate. Just to give you a case, if you want to have a house in Miraflores, that will cost you above $500,000, $500,000, okay? $500,000. If you invest in yourself, let's say $10,000, you can have a lot of attention and quality attention, then you can create digital products that make more than renting the house in Miraflores. That's why personal brand is the new real estate, because if you work your brand, you digitalize your products, you can start having a cash flow just by reselling the things to the people that follow your brand and trust you. So that will be the tip here. Start working hard your personal brand. And in the same that the previous point, that a lot of people, for example, due to the AI, they are leaving their companies to start their own companies. Also, due to personal brand, a lot of people say, why do I have to work for this brand if I have my own brand? I can charge directly to the customer. Not only that, also the supply chain is going to change, la cadena de suministros. Why do you need distributors if you can just hire a person to deliver the thing? Now you don't need middleman if people can know you directly, and you can get even more profit. So pay close attention to these two previous trends, that is AI and also the rise of personal brand business. The next one, and here I want you to pay close attention, this is something that I already wrote this text like 3 days ago, But especially today, each time I can follow, I can find new examples of this. And it's, who create the demand, control the market. If you follow my podcast, you know that the best way to conquer any market is by getting cheap, good quality attention. So you want to find the best people as possible for the lower money as possible. And the fastest way to do this is by creating demand. Most of the people and businesses, what do? They go to the market and they say, how is the demand? Okay, the demand is like this. I will try to create a supply for this. But if you are smarter, you can increase the demand. And I'm not want to talk about conspiracy theories, but that's basically the business of the vaccines. The vaccines, they create the demand. The question is, how can you create the demand in an ethical way? And it's by teaching your people why they need your product. I know a lot of business owners that they always complain, no, the market just want low prices. The market only want low prices when they don't understand the difference between quality and low price. But if you teach, if you coach your people, now they are going to be willing to pay that extra because they want the benefit that only you can offer. And I can tell you, I did this, for example, with fitness. Long time ago, I was trying to compete with other supplement stores or with gyms because I knew they had bigger budgets. But you know what I did? I create my own demand. I create a group, a Facebook group that was called SpotMe. I was sharing memes all the time and always promoting, you know, if you want to feel better, you can just do exercise. I have a YouTube channel about exercise. That's how I create a market of people who wanted to do exercise that demand didn't exist before. But when you create the demand, now you have a better chance. The same happened with English. Many people don't know why it's a good idea to study English. And it's interesting because for the people that we are consuming English now, it's obvious, right? Yes, you have more opportunities, you have more content, you have more options for Nalgonas. I mean, it's the same, and I mentioned this many times, it's like, knowing English is like from a person from provincia knowing Quechua and learning Espanol. It's the same shit. It's like you have 10 times, 100 times more opportunities. But many people don't understand this. So you need to go with a flashlight or una linternita and you need to point. Hey, you know, if you learn this or if you buy this thing, you're going to have better quality of life or it's going to be easier your life. We need to do the same. We need to coach our people. Who is doing that? For example, my friend Tony. He imported a bond paper. He's teaching the people. This bond paper is whiter than the regular bond paper that you go and buy in the market. Also, the bet where I take Armando, they are sending me articles of possible diseases that appear in dogs after 5 years. And Armando is 6 years already. So by giving me this insight, these pieces of knowledge, first, you are coaching your customer. And second, whenever the customer realizes that he has the problem, who is the first person that he's going to think? He's going to think about you because you were the person who showed that problem to him. That's why you want to create the demand. We don't have to be reactive, passive like everybody else. We need to be proactive and tell the people what is going to be best for them. And as always, I mentioned, increase your value. It's like, it's good to take advantage of arbitrage, but at the same time, we need to increase value. So we are attacking in both ends. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Paying attention to trends will make your life easier. You want to surf a big, beautiful, nice wave. ¿Quieres correr una ola bien bonita with your board? So you want to surf in the best way as possible. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to share this wisdom with your people. Google Podcasts and Spotify. They will find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta.